9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kind of bitching.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny.
Welcome back, everybody, to another week of Sorta Kinda Funny. I'm James. I'm your brother on this not-so-family-friendly family podcast.
Also known as the Works Cited page. James, let's give a little rundown. Oh, I'm Lauren. I'm the sister here. I want to start with this story.
Yeah.
There was a commotion in our family group chat.
Oh, I was like, the Works Cited page. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Your face was like, how do you not know? Guys, I'm going to break this down without giving too much away. We have a family group chat.
I was going to say, things I think a little bit needs to be given away.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm just saying things were said.
Fuck you.
People
fuck
were mad.
Your mom. West Side.
Someone got mad in the group chat and things were said. Disrespect here, disrespect there. Just got mad and said a big old rant. And which is fine, guys, which is kind
families
of
families get mad. It's
then,
fine. That's not the big
right,
deal.
Right. That's not the big deal. So James decides to... I just need
basically
to...
people were referencing stuff that hadn't been talked about in a couple hours and they were just saying stuff, and so I was like, oh, for
upset
anyone
upset about that. Yeah,
so I was like, for anyone who's confused, let me go be the Works Cited page. And I started like
liking thumbs upping things
or like,
that made this person mad, and he's like, I'll just be the Works Cited page. I'm like, what?
Like responding
since like sixth grade.
Responding in what's it called, like I'd be like, I would respond in the text messages like
reply,
like yeah, reply with like a finger emoji, like pointing here, like here.
And so, we're all, because we were like, why are you mad, basically, to the person? And then that's when James came in. So
I was like,
helpfully.
I got you.
Meanwhile, everyone's on fire.
Everyone's on fire. Anyway. I was sending gifs of like Michael Jackson eating the popcorn, like looking back and forth like he's watching tennis. Like it was,
yeah.
And then outside of that,
that's what I was gonna say. Hold on. Uh-huh. So my husband's next to me sleeping because he had to get up at 4 a.m. It's like 10 or 11. I am shaking, laughing so hard because James and I are communicating separate from this group chat.
Well, because Lauren texts me and goes, is this real? Is
yeah,
this real?
I didn't know people
and I'm like,
mad, yeah.
I don't know.
And then I texted the person.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lauren and I both separately texted the people that were upset. And we're like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And we figured it all out. But like, I'm calling three different people. I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? What's going on? Okay, well, have you talked to that person about this? Lauren said I was like being a... telemarketer,
I was like,
or something.
Why are we? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so funny because I'm like, you need to call this person. Because,
yeah.
Again, I'm next to sleeping husband.
People are leaving group chats. People are creating new group chats. I created one called like the ward council disciplinary action or something like that.
Right. It's usually about the church. But yeah. Anyway, that was funny. We had to shut up to you guys.
It was funny.
But today
I forgot about
is
that.
A fun how.
Like, I didn't forget about that. It's just I'm kind of like, I have
you're
other
right.
shit going on in my life, so I was like, oh, yeah, right. Like, one drama
James
to the next.
Right, incense in his room. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And or, but not that's excluding
myrrh. Right. You guys, today we are doing Rumors, the full episode, and I'm so excited. James and I are in black attire because we're very, like, Pretty Little Liars situation. Gotta see.
Rumor
can
has
you
it.
Keep it, cause rumor this has one it. You'll say. Better lock it in your pocket.
Shut the fuck up. What is happening? What is that?
It's Pretty Little Liars. Anyway, so at the end, they're like above like a, well, yeah.
They're like, oh no, was I the murderer? Was I the murderer? Like, were you the murderer? I think you would know that.
You?
Was it me? Am I A? Is A the letter? I can't remember.
A.
Yeah.
For
am I the asshole?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. You are. If you killed someone, you are the asshole. This was all defense, so we can get into that. But this week is rumors, and we have some good ones. We have some great ones.
My favorite is someone responding to Lauren in my video. Guys, we need to just have a segment where the first thing we do is we just read our responses. Because, guys, I'm telling you, you got to go read our comments.
He's talking about YouTube Shorts.
Our YouTube responses. Shorts, guys, the responses people have to our videos can be their own episodes. Like, so funny.
We should just do an episode of that.
What was the, what did we post?
So I posted this, it's going to be like a week back. It's the pop culture episode.
Okay, so we posted.
And it's Chris Rock.
Uh-huh.
When Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Yes,
okay. And all I say is I'm like, it's aggressive, and people were shocked and didn't know if it was real or fake.
Yes. And then somebody at comments. Northern Heroes, y'all seek him out on the Twitters or whatever they're on, said, if that slap, I guarantee this was a man. I would bet my soul that this was 100%.
It's a man. Yeah.
If that slap actually made you uncomfortable, I highly recommend stepping away from all of pop culture for a while. A dude you will never meet slapped a guy you will never meet at an event you'll never go to. Well, first of all, you don't fucking know
He's not
us.
Wrong.
No. No. Lauren and I might be there one day at an event you'll never go to because a joke was made about a woman you'll never meet. This shit is exclusively either mildly funny, it's funny, okay, we make jokes, sure, or the least impactful thing that has happened in your life and nothing in between. And then Lauren clapping back with the absolute Sassasaurus Rex that Lauren
is.
Do
my voice. Do just the girl voice.
The Sassasaurus Rex that she is. I think that someone reacting that aggressively and not being able to keep their cool is wild. That's how children act. Chris Rock handled it perfectly with an upside down smiley face emoji.
Yeah. I had so many more things to say. I wanted to be like, listen, I was in a crime-ridden high school.
I was going to say, you don't know our lives. I was like, you don't know who posted it. Was it Lauren or me that posted it? You don't know. I'm like, I lived in South America for 2 years, buddy. I've been shot at more times than most people will ever be shot at. I've seen more dead people walking down the road every day of my life than most people ever engage in. Like, I have
it
seen some
like
shit.
You saw dead people walking down the road. It's like the White Walkers. You're like,
whoa. I'm like, whoa. No, I'm saying I saw so many people, dead bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day of my life. Like, you don't know my life, my guy.
This is not right. Yeah, when did I become a mortician? No, and then...
And then...
I wanted to say, too, like, maybe you should stay away from social media if you feel the need to constantly, comment on
dude,
stuff.
Dude, Facebook... No. Sorry, not Facebook. YouTube short comments are, like, another level of whack people. Like
that and TikTok, yeah.
TikTok's not even close to the comments that we get, I feel like.
No. No, people feel the need to comment.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I guess because we come across their feed and they're not actually following us, so they're like,
"Yo, that's definitely it."
I didn't say yes to this, and you're like, oh, "Okay."
Swipe. All you gotta do is swipe. You don't think we're cute? Swipe.
Swipe. It is so funny when people get so angry about stuff. You're like, "Yeah, are you okay?"
Also, you have never met us, but I know that your address and I'm at your window right now.
I'm like, it's 716 112 Hillsdale Avenue, your address. They're like, that's not funny, man. Please delete that right now.
You're like, you delete it.
You delete it if you're so good at it, Mr. Internet Man.
Internet
troll, Mr. Man.
I have a rumor I can remember from our high school. Just two rumors coming to my
head. So we're going back to rumors. We're going back to rumors, guys. Sorry. So
sure.
Is this like part two?
Yeah.
Rumors?
Rumor is big dick. No, this is our full episode. We did a bonus.
Oh, that's right. We did,
this
guys.
This is a full episode of it.
So here's our
where
full
your
episode.
Stories are actually in this. So James is so lost. We're like 30 minutes in. I'm like, this is what's happening.
I'm like,
so guys, there was a rumor in our high school that a boy had sex with a cat.
Yes. Because I think he said something one time about, he was like, I got pussy. And everyone's like, you fucked a cat? And then for some reason, that just followed him for the rest of his life.
I wouldn't say rest of his life. I think he graduated.
I mean, for the rest for the rest of our, you know, the life that I knew him.
High school career. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ask him about it?
No. Did I ask him about it?
Yeah, I asked him.
You did, but like Lauren knew this guy pretty well. Wasn't this boyfriend from first episode that you guys are still together?
Oh, I was like, am I? Yes.
Yes,
this
so
was
Lauren
one I
dated,
and I will
fucker.
Say, I was not the cat that he fornicated.
Lauren was catfucker 3.0.
3.0, 2.69. No, 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 no.
60 meow?
Not meow meows from here. Mm-mm.
No.
And that is animal cruelty. There was one more rumor that came to my brain that was big in high
school. I had a big one that I know from our high school. Do you want me to do it? I think it might be the same one. Someone from your grade. Your grade was full of rumors. Yeah. Apparently, there was a rumor that some girl in our high school...
This is it. Why did our brain go here? This is atrocious.
Because this is the biggest rumor I remember from our... Because these are, like, outlandish rumors that, like, we know aren't true. Yeah. Or some of them, to this day, I don't know if they were true or not, right? I know this isn't true.
Have we gotten to the... I didn't get to the bottom of this
There
one.
Was... Yeah. You did. I thought you asked this person. Let's tell it. There was a rumor that someone we went to high school with, she put an Expo marker within herself.
I think inside of her cooch. I don't know if it was in, like, masturbation form or if it was, like,
curious,
what is this another orifice I found?
Let's just throw this out there. I don't know if we've had this conversation on that podcast before, but I know.
Cap closed.
Yeah, cap closed for sure. But I will say, as James himself... If I was a woman,
you shoved an Expo.
No,
we've heard.
If I was a woman, I would be putting everything up in that cooch. Does that fit? What would that like? Would that fit?
But then it's just like gets up in there, and then you have to like get it out.
And then you sit there for a second, and you go, "All right," and then you get it right out. You know what I mean?
So this is because you don't have one, and so it's like an odd new thing.
Yeah,
rumors. Yeah.
So that was a rumor that went around our high school. That she did put an Expo marker. Yeah. And Lauren and her were friends. And I think Lauren would tease her sometimes about it.
I asked her. Here's the thing, guys. I've asked. I want to say I don't have boundaries because I don't. And if I feel like we're friends, then I'm going to ask. Because also, if there was a rumor about me, I'd be very curious. There was actually someone here. Grown adult woman said she had sex with another person here, and there was a lot of rumors going around about those two alleged people. It was a cheating scandal.
So it would be like if I told the world that I had slept with Sarah, someone.
But like your whole work.
Yeah, yeah. I told everyone that I worked with, like, oh, I slept with Sarah, right? Sarah's not a real person I work with. And then everyone was like.
Sarah's in a relationship. Yeah,
and then Sarah goes, wait, what? And then Sarah.
They kind of knew, though.
But they actually were hooking up together?
So I asked, because this is what I'm saying. Like, if I want to know something and we're friends, I'm going to ask.
Like, I'm gonna
and
ask
I probably
you, yeah.
shouldn't. Guys, tell me. I'd love to know. People, let me know if that's not appropriate. Be like, don't ask me these questions.
So
I
want to
know. I'm asking all them questions.
And put an Expo marker in your cooter.
Yeah, yeah.
I also heard so that you slept with our coworker. He's like, those are three very different things. He what?
He confirmed / denied. He said, well... Anyway, it doesn't matter. But
oh my god, Lauren, starting rumors. Someone's gonna be listening to this in the OR. Like, what the fuck? They're gonna be washing their hands and be damn. Well, y'all welcome to T-Town, USA. Population Lauren. She's like, I got a bit of tea. Got it. Stood apart.
We're starting a rumor right now.
The rumor is that I have chlamydia.
Oh my god, James, do you have chlamydia? I heard you had it.
I heard that as well. On this podcast.
All right, let's get to your rumors, lovely listeners who I love and just would lick all your ears if I could.
No.
Ooh.
No.
I don't think I would. People have ear hair. That's really rank.
Ew.
People don't clean their ears.
Y'all needs to be getting up in them ears.
Yeah. Okay, first one. God, this is so funny. You guys crack me up. Everyone that wrote in, I could kiss your cheek. Honestly.
And I will?
So sweet.
And if I see you?
Will deliver.
Actually, I shouldn't say that because I don't know who wrote in, and I'm pretty sure most people that wrote in are, I'd say at least half probably live near me, so.
Yeah. No.
No? Okay,
no,
good.
Actually, we're killing it with these submissions.
Okay, good. Because sometimes I say stuff, and the next thing I know, I'm making out with a monkey behind the zoo.
The chimpanzee's like,
yeah. Yeah, they're like, sir, you can't be back. I'm like, but he wrote in. All he said was,
He's just like, psh, psh. All right, read the first one.
Rumor is I had taken 20, oh my God.
Guys, this is inappropriate.
Join host Dave Houghton and Sarah Ray Pallett as they examine the less glamorous side of sports with their podcast, In a Pickle. Follow IAP Radio on social media by going to iapradio.com. In a Pickle is now part of the Den Network. For more information, go to iapradio.com.
So okay. I was laughing so hard that I accidentally ripped my microphone out of my computer.
That's what was
so
happening.
We had to fix it.
You got like three words in.
Okay. This said, rumor is that I had taken 26 dicks in the boys' locker room. Truth is, it was more like 25. Holy shit.
I think the 25 part is a joke, like, ha ha ha, but that was like a legit rumor.
Rumor has it, you've been taking dicks.
I took
dicks.
26 dicks in you've the locker room.
You've been taking dick. You've been taking dick like a champion, like a champion.
So about the locker room. You've been taking locker rooms dick. Are toxic.
You've been taking dick.
Because that's where the cat one was started.
Like a champion, like
oh
a champion. That's
God.
Crazy.
That
and
is
if
a
you
lot
did,
of dick.
Damn.
I don't even know it's 26 people. I don't even know 26
well,
dicks.
Like I've never met 26 humans that have penises, and I have four men in my household.
I know. I can't escape them.
Jesus.
All right, this one says, I drank, she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
Because it says, I drank a, quote, mimosa-flavored energy drink at work, and all my students thought I was drunk. But I said, no, I'm not drunk. I'm just naturally like this.
And if you
I get
know,
questioned that a lot.
If you know who this person is, which you wouldn't, obviously, oh. but you know if you're listening, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My friend, my best yeah. friend from high school, Jay, everyone thought he was high all the time. Everyone thought he was on smoking pot
oh,
every
sure.
day of his life.
He
He's
definitely
like, no.
is more stoned than drunk personality. I feel like everyone's got a like one or the other.
Yeah, no, mine's more like not drunk. Mine's kind of like ripped off cocaine. But
or cocaine is for sure one.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, you and my husband, you'll be like hanging out with me and you're like, is she drunk?
Yeah,
I'm
Lauren
not
called me
drunk
the other day
because
we were trying to get my tickets to go to a family vacation. And I swear to God, sure. she was off her rocker. It was like
no,
she had
Lauren's just funny.
No, it's a different thing. You were funny, but it wasn't like you were just being funny. It was like, no.
Like
no. Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go? And we're like, what are you saying right now? Like, it was
just
like
wait, guys.
Lauren was
when
hammered.
When we get into these weird personality, oh, and we're for sure going to do reels or like stories when we're drunk.
Yeah, when Lauren and I are together, we're going to get ripped and we're going to record. It's going to be crazy.
I'll be like, we have people to watch the kids.
I'm gonna be like, give me a second, I'll be right back, and then I'm gonna take a running leap and just tackle Lauren out of the camera.
Lauren breaks her back. We have to go to the hospital and end it there.
Let's go back to sort of kind of in the hospital.
Busted.
Because I sort of kind of broke my back. John's like, Lauren, can you stop recording? You're like, it's for content. No, but we need content.
They love it. Oh,
they love me. They love me.
They're like, no.
Okay.
They don't.
Doses of mimosas, champagne and cocaine. Someone wrote in, and thank you for responding. And the what was the prompt?
It was there a rumor, crazy rumor that was started about you?
And someone said, not that I can think of. So thank you for your submission.
Yep.
At least you responded.
There's a couple of those. I love it. Yeah. This one gets very serious and very dark. We will not laugh. But yes, James starts laughing. Why? I'm hurting. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Well, now I'm going to read a different one because I can't. All right. This is a different one. Rumor was that I was a professional belly dancer at a club.
Yeah, that was the one I was laughing at.
Oh, okay. Honestly, honey,
yeah.
If that is a rumor, that's incredible. I would love a rumor like that to be. That means you've got hips, ass, amazing body, and you can shake it, baby. Shake it, girl.
Yeah, I dated a girl who was a belly dancer, and it was crazy. That girl could move. It was
That's
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, it was crazy. We would go
dancing. Yeah, they can,
a lot.
The way they can shake it, it's like hula too. I'm like,
yeah.
How do you
move
like that?
Yeah.
How?
So like we would go
it's
dancing,
amazing.
Like normal dancing, and I was like, oh yeah.
And you're
you
like,
fun.
I can't.
Well, no, because belly dancing is not with a partner,
yeah, it's
right?
It's very different.
And then,
I
like,
think I could belly dance.
I think you could too. And then I go to get a drink. I'm like, I'll be right back. I go to the bathroom or something like that. And then she's by herself, and I come back, and she's just getting it. And I'm like,
on the floor. You're
I'm like, am I?
And where am I?
And where am I? Like, I can't interrupt that. Like, you're giving a show. People are throwing dollar bills at her.
You're
coin dollars.
That's so funny.
Coin She's getting beamed
sure.
in the head.
She getting attacked.
All right. Do you have a couple of months to talk about it? What does that fucking mean?
Oh, that means they had a very serious rumor. We don't know. They didn't write in the part two.
Yeah. So clearly something crazy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Someone shout out to this person said just that I was a bitch. So Is that a rumor, though? Oh, that's all
women. I feel like most people think, like,
yeah, I know. I'm like, is that a rumor? Because, like, I feel like every girl ever, unless they're the happiest, most bubbly, and even if they are, everyone's like, it's fake. There's no way she's actually that nice. And you're like, so you can't win. You literally can't win.
Yeah, I just saw a bunch of people ranting on the Barbie movie about how, like, it's toxic, like, masculinity and how it's... how people are putting down men and stuff.
Oh, like, yeah, I saw that. I think, like, Shakira or something like that.
That's what it was, her son.
Yeah, her son. So she's like, it made him not feel like a man. I was like, get the fuck over it.
It's not a man's movie, too. It's supposed to empower young women who aren't empowered that much.
Yeah, the most empowering thing that women have had up until now was the endless Disney movies of women being locked in towers and men going to save them.
Right.
But that made me feel empowered because I'm a man.
I loved it. Because I have long hair. If not, I can't close. That's a power shine.
I'm like, all right, but like, go watch a different movie, dude. It's not that crazy.
Right.
He's 7 and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to attack a 7-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This rumor is he's a jerk. Like,
Roman has it. He's a bitch. Sorry, I'm just kidding. He's not actually. I don't know who that kid is, so.
Yeah. This is a serious one. Accused of being in a gangbang by the perp of a sexual assault to discredit my report. That's
a crazy rumor.
Awful.
That's sort of kind of not funny, so.
And no. I'm reading it because they wrote in. Yep, but I'm also that's a never rumor. Gonna make a joke about that.
That's a rumor.
A bad freaking rumor. Yeah.
On to some lighter notes. Did anyone ever write in about having... Oh, did anyone ever start a rumor about you? No, I'm too boring. Thank you for that one. Just going to slide past that. Someone said, did they ever have a rumor written about you? Yes, but I started it, so I don't know if it counts. Well, thank you for writing that in.
There's a few.
So glad. All right,
this one says, that I invented climaxing during sex. That is climaxing so hard you cry.
That he invented it? Can we say who this was? Like, Jesus.
He's probably trying to start this rumor.
He's like, good gracious.
If you can good day,
mate. Good day, mate. Good day, mate.
No, he made the other person climax so hard that they cried. Can you imagine that, Dave?
Is that a good thing? Can I imagine making someone
it's
cry?
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be.
I've made it's someone supposed to be a good thing. Have tears like, come amazing. Out of their eyes, but not like cry.
Oh, okay. She's in pain. Just
she's like, stop it, please.
She's like, oh shit.
Wrong the light hole! On him is not. Wrong hole!
Oh my god. She's like, my eye. You're like, what?
I'm like, wrong
how
hole.
Did I get there?
Girl, this is in your quarter. She's like, I know, wrong hole. And I'm like, oh no.
Girlfriend, this is where it typically
girlfriend,
goes.
This
round
is where
one.
It goes. And she's like,
this is me for this part.
I've been prepping all day. And I'm like, what? You didn't tell me that.
You're sweating. You're like, but I don't feel comfortable. She's like, do it.
I'm like, what? Wrong hole.
You're like, oh God.
What are you talking about? I'm in the right one, I thought.
Oh,
she's like, don't
right.
be a pussy. And I'm like, wait.
You're like, I've arrived at the... What am I... What?
Oh, good heavens, I'm arriving. I can't good gracious. I have arrived.
Someone said... Okay, these ones are funny, you guys.
Are they?
Someone says, of course, I think 99.99% of people have experienced it in some way, shape, or form. I'm asking what your rumor was, God damn it! What? There's like 10 people that responded. They're like, yes, or I don't know. I'm like,
has
that's
ever
not the question.
Rumor about you? Oh, I'm sure everybody has. Yeah, for sure.
No, someone just said, no, I'm too boring.
What was yours then? If clearly everybody's had it written about them. They're like, no, I definitely have.
There was, I don't know if this is a rumor or just something mean. No, this yes. is just something mean. Also, I dated this guy, so that's fun. But I learned
who
about
are the people you're dating? You know, I say that, and then I go back and listen to my episodes of the people that I go out with, and I have no room to talk. We're just going to move
know,
forward.
But this one's really mean and offensive. And I don't know if
that
I can actually say this. I'm going to say you, and then you can cut it. No, never happened. So I was friends with this one guy in one of my classes, and he was like, who are you dating? Are you dating someone? I'm like, yeah, I'm dating. Beep. And they're like, you know what they said that you... I can't say it.
Say
I'm going to have to cut this.
Say
this
it,
is actually
baby.
Not okay. It's actually say really it. Bad. He said I looked like a Holocaust victim. Because I was... And then James, for the longest time, I thought it was because I was pale. It's not because I was pale, guys. I was very skinny. And I can't leave this in because we can't talk about Holocaust.
You can leave that in. No, you can leave that in. That's a rumor that was started about it. Every time you walk by him, he's like, what are you doing today?
Oh, my God. And I'm like, cool. I'm glad I'm dating someone that said that about me.
Your boyfriend said that about you? He's like, I'm trying to get me some of that.
That bone riz. Anyway, it's not funny.
It's kind of funny, though.
I'm saying now. I'm not saying, Holocaust victims. Not funny.
That's not funny. What's funny is you're dating someone, and then they're like, you're really dating him? And you go, yeah. And they're like, he doesn't think you're attractive. What do you mean?
Oh, he did think I was attractive, but this was years back that he said that. He just thought there should have been more meat on the bones, which...
He's like, let us fatten you up, little Fräulein.
He's just feeding me. I'm like, he's really into feeding me.
Not into getting food. Into feeding me. He's like, come here. Here comes the airplane.
Ooh. He's literally trying to fatten me up.
Here comes the train.
I'm like, yeah, babe. Like, we're into eating together.
Is this like food
play? It wasn't
play?
That serious. We weren't dating. And I never confronted him about it because Lauren was so, like, scared. Like, people wouldn't like her.
Non-confrontal.
That's so bad. Now I ask everyone everything.
I'm like, so you fucking the person you think that I looked like, and then you were that, and then a Holocaust victim. He's like,
what? Let me tell you, there was no fucksin. Okay, remember, no puss. All right, another one.
No puss is crazy.
That this episode is, I knew it'd be good. I mean, y'all knew it. Thank you for answering. Answering.
We're
no.
End on a banger. I have an outro that's going to spin y'all's heads.
We got a penis story, too. That's the one we're going to end on here. And then
Lauren sent me an out-of-nowhere dick pic about 30 minutes ago. So an absolute monster of a cock just pops up on my phone. And I was like, for sure. I texted back, standing. Interesting.
So I looked it up. Anyway, so then I was like, what I should do? I should send this to... No, it wasn't.
No.
I should send this to James. And then I was really scared that I accidentally sent it to a different few group chats that were going on. And I was like...
Yeah, and you should have.
It's not a normal
They're
text
like,
that goes
Lauren
around.
Lauren is Googling some crazy
Lauren's getting down.
Shit.
Y'all.
I remember, so here's the thing. I was in high school in Mississippi. Half our school was half white, half black. Maybe like 1% Hispanic, maybe, right? So it was mostly black and white, right? Predominantly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I just remember one time we're running. We're running in practice. And my friend, he's black, he turns to me and he's like, y'all's dick ever just hit you in the leg whenever you're running? And my friend and I, Jay, shout out Jay. Jay
flaccid.
And I look, flaccid. And Jay and I look at him and we go, no.
No.
Our dicks are, first of all, not that big. Second of all, especially when we're not hard.
When we're so...
he's like, man,
you're
that
like,
thing,
never.
What did he see? He's like, that thing be hitting me in the thigh. And we're like, in the thigh?
Thigh!
Yeah. No. I will never forget that. Like...
Oh, those are the ones that you can see underneath the shorts.
Oh,
some
one,
people
oh,
aren't mad about seeing
yes,
it.
You could see it under the shorts. My man's was cheeked up.
Hanging. All right. Wow.
Yeah, he was swinging.
Wow.
He had a pretty large dick. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, if it's
we all just started laughing while we're running. Our coach's like,
how
the
do you?
Fuck are you laughing at? And we're like, no one better answer that question.
No. I wish someone would have.
We're like,
he said
dick.
His dick is his.
He's like, are y'all gay? Because, this is the South, and then he probably would have made us run until we vomited because we said something that was remotely homosexual.
What was this sport?
Soccer. We were running for soccer.
Oh, I forgot you had a soccer. Okay.
Yeah.
This one said, maybe ? But I didn't pay it any attention. Well, that's not fun. I think it's fun to pay attention
you.
To rumors about you.
Thank you for responding.
all these like,
no.
Bless you.
My favorite, that one's not as bad as, yes.
Yeah.
Your Honor, have you ever had a rumor written about you?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, what?
Could you remember what it was about?
I can.
Could you share it with the group?
I could.
All right. Thank you for that.
Well, I can
share it.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Oh, this one's rough.
My brother once convinced my mom that I was gay. I am not. She called with tons of questions, with seven hearts and one of these heart, hand hearts,
yeah,
emojis.
Yeah. Yeah.
First
the
of all,
brother to just
ally.
Fake out him like that. Yeah, absolutely. Love it, love it.
I'm glad that his mom wasn't like, think... what the fuck? She just had questions.
Yeah.
She's like, so what the bussy do? And he's like, first of all, mom, what are you talking about?
She's like,
didn't
does
even
your
know.
Bussy get wet?
Does your bussy like... pop? Do you pop that bussy boy? And he's like, mom, it's 3 p.m. I'm in school right now.
He's asking... The teacher's reading it because he got his phone taken up because it's like, ding,
Timmy,
ding.
Timmy, has your phone like, up. Timmy, who are you texting in class? Oh, it's your mom.
I don't
want to read this out loud.
No, I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate.
No, Timmy, your phone's going off. We're going to read it.
Okay.
Timmy, what that bussy do? Timmy, do that bussy pop back like a Polaroid? Do you shake it, shake it, shake it like a thyroid? Do you pop that pussy like I popped that coochie? Timmy, why is your mom texting you this? You got
I don't
a boyfriend?
My brother started a rumor that I was gay.
You got a boyfriend? What that dick do? Dick game
She's
on
still
fleek?
Reading it.
Dick game on fleek? Timmy, this is not appropriate.
Timmy.
Circumcised
he's like,
question
it's
mark?
From my mom.
Circumcised question mark? Timmy, why does your mom not know if you're circumcised? Okay, we're going to keep reading
She's
this.
She's like, big or little.
Bleached question mark? Timmy, what does that mean? Timmy, why is your mom asking about bleach?
Twink? Question mark.
Are you into
Seal?
Furries? Otters?
Oh, why would she assume gay?
Okay. Timmy, your mom keeps flooding your phone with questions. I'm just going to keep reading them as they come.
Timmy's like, I'm not gay. And she's
Should
like,
I get the pride flag tattooed on my cooch? Update, she has the pride flag tattooed on her cooch. Timmy, this is crazy, the turnover that your mother was able to get a tattoo. This is
Oh,
insane.
She sent an image. Oh, she sent an image.
Timmy, your mother's coochie looks like a roast beef bag that's been beaten by the furiosity of 1,000 suns.
I'm going to put in the background of this just like phone text, like ding, ding, ding.
Boyfriend question mark? Boyfriend question mark? Have you ever been to one of those, this isn't a direct quote, gay orgy parties? Huh.
With lots of cute men wanting to tangle in the sheets.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Have you ever had a pounding so good you could taste blue? Timmy, what does that mean?
Hemorrhoids, question mark. Does it get affected, question mark.
And then there's a subtext. It says, if you have problems with hemorrhoids, hit me up. Your dad be beating that up like roast beef.
Huh. She's like... You know, all the teacher's like sweating. She's like, huh, I'm gonna have to call Mr. Jenkins after this.
Timmy, there is a professor in our school who is a participant of the homosexual community. You might want to talk to him.
I can't breathe.
The next three text messages are just blank, and they say Freddie Mercury. What does that mean? Freddie Mercury,
then,
question mark.
Things like an incoming of gifts with just Prince,
what?
Freddie Mercury.
Wow. That's a lot
David
of dicks
Bowie.
From your mother. That is a lot of flaccid. Oh, they're starting to get a little harder. Now they're fully erect.
She said, any
rank?
Shape, any color, I support you.
Do you prefer left swinging, right swinging, or straight down the middle? Timmy, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not comfortable reading these, and there is an incoming flow still.
Meanwhile.
Oh, she changed y'all's text message background to be the rainbow emoji. Oh, your brother just texted you and said.
She just reads this out loud for like 10 minutes.
Got the news yet?
She changed her profile picture saying, I love my gay son.
Yeah. Oh, now she's starting to get kind of a little bit of remorse. She's saying, what did we do to make you this way? Interesting. Oh, now she's saying, are you born like this? How long have you known? Why did you tell your brother instead of me? Now she's getting angry, Timmy. Now she's angry with
she
you
said,
not coming out to her.
She said, what did we do to make God hate us so?
Yeah, Timmy, does she know that being gay is not a choice? I'm going to leave that between you and your mother to figure out, but you might want to talk to her about that, because I think she thinks that being gay is a choice, and it's not, Timmy. You do know,
just
Timmy,
keeps...
are you gay, Timmy? I can't ask you that legally. Blink twice, Timmy, if you're gay. I can't tell if that was a wink. You must be gay, Timmy. I'm going to keep going.
Just an English teacher, the whole class is staring, mouth gaping.
Oh, this
15 minutes goes by.
To gay or not to gay? What does that mean, Timmy? I think therefore
we gotta
I gay
end it. My
question
stomach
mark?
Literally hurts.
I think therefore I gay. No, I'm sorry. It says I think therefore I slay. Okay. Interesting.
Can slay be gay or gay?
And then she just ended it by
slay.
Saying slay boss pussy queen. What does that mean, Timmy? Timmy, what is a sleigh boss pussy queen? And then she ended it with saying cunt. Is this serving cunt? Question mark. Okay. She's asking if she should go get drag for you.
There's like...
Oh, no. She bought a $7,000 drag kit for you. Now she's worried why you haven't responded yet, but it's showing red on all these text messages, Timmy.
I was going to say, can you imagine? She's just texting. It's just like red, 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 red.
Okay. Well, I guess you're serving cunt, and we're going to end it there, Timmy.
Can I have
Timmy.
My phone back? Can I have
no,
my phone
I'm
going
to keep this in my desk for the rest of the day because you clearly have issues. You just hear... for the rest of the day.
Just ding, ding. She's
that
like,
was unhinged. That
I am laughing so hard. James just read about 200 fake text messages that did not exist.
I just came up with every single one of those.
Yeah, that was
That's
great.
Called
oh
mental illness. Crying. And for everyone who's listening, you know that we love our queer community and all of those were a joke.
Oh, we love.
We love them.
And I think we said that
I
every
guarantee
week.
Clayton is listening to this episode dying. Dying.
We're like, no.
Because every time Lauren and I go on rants about how much we love the queer community, he texts me, shout out, love him. And he's always like, I love you guys. You are the biggest allies I've ever met.
Oh. No, we do. We really do. We're mocking the people
that
dislike that community.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the kindest of the communities.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anyway, let's go on another one. Yes, pussy queen. Yes. Serving cunt.
Serving cunt. I crack myself up.
It's good.
All right, this one says, you want to go, Lauren? I just read for 15 minutes, please. I didn't even read for 15 minutes. I just spoke for 15 minutes.
You pretend like you're reading. This one says, rumors that I was a vampire in high school.
Hmm.
May or may not have been started by me. And that is, this is what I'm saying. Those are those roommates. Those are those rumors that I love. I find so funny. Like a vampire for real? Hey, I wish... That would have been something, but instead I was a victim of World War II.
Oh.
So.
My God.
Read that one, then we got three more after that.
I don't know if this is
Rumor
real.
Has it. He's being.
Because this is the same person that wrote in about crimaxing.
Olipop, olipop, ooh, olipop.
Guys, I am a soda drinker. I'll admit it. I like soda. But having a healthier option to still get soda pop, aka Olipop, it's a win. It's the best thing you could even want in your life. You still get that great, great flavor and soda, but it's way better for you.
In an Olipop drink, they're up to only 2 to 5 grams of sugar, 9 grams of fiber, and they are 16 delicious flavors. If you compare it to a regular Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's 39 grams in a 12-ounce can. 39 grams of sugar.
So that is 2 to 5 compared to, did you say 39?
39.
That's foul.
Yeah, almost 40.
Right. They,
yeah.
Right. Some of the favorites and classics are vintage cola for the Coke lovers, which is me, but I don't take that full like 39 grams of sugar. Cream soda, classic grape, banana cream, lemon lime, watermelon life, and many, many more. One of the things I personally love about Olipop is they are the cutest cans. Now, I know some people are like, that literally doesn't matter. I'm all about the aesthetic. These are the cutest cans. I'm obsessed with this company. If I were an inanimate object, I would identify as an Olipop can.
Yeah, it's very much Lauren. It very much screams Lauren's side of Sorta Kinda Funny. And I'm so happy that we are affiliates with Olipop.
Use code KINDAFUNNY for 15% off at drinkolipop.com. If you want the soda that tastes like home, healthy meets delicious, check out drinkolipop.com and use code KINDAFUNNY, all caps, to get 15% off your purchase.
People called me Tripod after being pantsed.
People used to call me Tripod. Tripod!
Yeah.
After being pantsed. I messaged, I was like, stop it, with laughy faces, and he's like, can I not start my own rumors? I'm like,
there we
go.
There we go. I love him so much.
That's so funny.
Okay. I got a rumor for you. When I was a kid, my dad raised chickens for meat one year. After the harvest slaughter, he thought it would be funny to put... Oh. This is so funny. He thought it would be funny to put the heads on sticks around a fire pit in the woods behind our house. The rumor that we were a family of devil worshippers stayed in town for several years. And you know, that rumor kind of makes sense.
I was going to say, What made them think that? The chickens?
The fire pit the covered decapitated by chicken skulls? Heads? Like, yeah.
Yeah, that would be suspicious. Because I wouldn't be like, haha, you know, it's a funny prank. Dead skulls. Animal heads. I mean, it's funny in hindsight. I've read Pet
Sematary. That's crazy.
Oh my god!
I mean, to be fair, I'm not gonna lie. I'd be scared of this family. I would do something like that. I think it's funny.
I wouldn't go that far because it's cruel and like disrespecting the animal. But I can laugh at a joke like that.
That is funny.
I can laugh if someone else does it.
Lauren's like, anyway. Slay boss, Clucky King.
Animal queen. All right, I'm gonna read this one.
Yeah.
In high school, in my economics class, someone in the period before me must have left a baggie of Adderall pills under the desk I normally sat in. The school cop thought it was me and that I was abusing drugs. They came and escorted me out of my seventh period English. This is a female. Okay, so escorted me out of my seventh period English class to look through my bag, my locker, and my person. They didn't find anything, obviously, and yeah. Said I was good to go. The next day we had a family trip out of town, so I wasn't at school. Everyone in my class started spreading rumors that I was a drug dealer and got kicked out. If you knew me in high school, it just makes it so much funnier. I was the biggest goody two shoes, LOLOL.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
and I can vouch for that. She was the kindest, sweetest, quiet, like, girl you would ever meet. Yeah, adorable.
Never would I never think this person was pushing drugs. Yeah, that's funny. That poor girl. Okay. All right, here's the story, which you can share as long as you keep it anonymous. Of course we will. They're all anonymous.
Always, baby. Always, always.
Okay, I have a coronal adhesion. So basically, there's a small remnant of foreskin that attached to the edge of my bottom of the head of my penis, okay? Sure. That's a nothing burger? Okay, that's not a big deal, and most of the time, I forget that it's even there. But when I was in middle school, I discovered that it formed a loop. And in high school, I told people I had a piercing. I even showed a few girls, and I guess because they didn't know much about a penis and or piercings, they believed it. A few of my friends even bought me some jewelry for it, but I discovered wearing them was pretty uncomfortable. By the time I was a senior, everyone knew, air quotes, about it. And honestly, 20 plus years later, I'm still surprised no one ever called me out on my bullshit. So I guess the moral is, if you're gonna lie big, question mark. Wow.
I want to know,
can you show me
who were the idiots?
I want to know
who were the idiots that believed he got
a piercing,
his penis pierced.
I mean, that's not that big of a stupidity thing to believe.
People pierce their penis.
Oh
no,
my
no
God,
they don't,
Lauren.
No, they don't.
All right, y'all heard it first here. Breaking news, everyone. Just wait. Lauren's going to edit this really fast. We're going to have a little quiet. Lauren's, it's going to be a moment of silence. Lauren's going to Google penis piercings, and we're going to get her live reaction here on Soda Kinda Funny. Do you know that women pierce their vaginas?
Yes. Oh, yes. But okay. Penis?
Oh, yeah, baby girl.
It's got to be just the tip, right?
Because you can't go all the way through. I'm okay, so excited for this.
Oh my God.
There's
a lot of them.
There's
That's
multiple.
Real.
Yes.
This is just for you, not for someone. I cannot. You. That's.
Yeah.
Micro.
Like some people. That's sad. Yeah. Like that's a thing.
You. No. I'm going to be sick.
Lauren's
going
to have a panic attack. Yeah. Yeah.
It's through. Okay.
Yeah,
so many questions.
It's through the urethra. And like up to the top. You can do it to the top down. Yes. Yes. Like I know these exist.
How?
I'm so happy we got this on film. Why? I am so happy we got this on film.
But you guys, here's the thing. So I messaged. Okay, so
it's
messaged me.
It's gonna be a video of Lauren just like blur.
Yeah.
Blur.
Guys, I'm still so shocked that someone would like go through the pain of that. That seems so.
I heard a horror story where
it got stuck in the shaft.
A woman had a piercing and a man had a piercing, and their piercings got
they conjoined
locked together. Yeah, while they were having sex.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So, kind of like the worst case scenario. I've heard where someone had a tongue ring and a woman had a ring on her vagina and his tongue ring got stuck on her ring.
See, this is why I feel like one.
You gotta play it safe,
baby.
Like, we're all here for everybody and do whatever you want, but you know, just go into it being safe, you know? Like, things can attach.
And, it's like, are you gonna keep your piercing in or am I? Like,
are you
gonna remove
someone
it?
Someone has
or
a pacemaker and all of a sudden your dick's like, zoom, and just like connects to their heart. They're like, interesting.
You're like, oh no.
Like, why is my pants connected to your heart?
My nipple piercing's connected to your heart bone.
My dick bone is connected to your
vag bone. Okay, James has a fun segment we're going to end on real quick.
Boom, 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 boom. Lauren has no idea what we're going to do.
Literally none.
All right, guys, welcome back to Does Lauren Want to Answer? Guys, welcome back to Story Kind of Funny. This is James. This is your brother. This is Not So Funny, the Friendly Family Podcast, where I interview my sister very uncomfortable questions, and she has the chance to answer them if she wants to. All right, guys. Question number one. Lauren, what age were you when you first had your period?
I was 17 years old. I was older.
Holy shit!
I was really... I was really old, guys. I was very thin, and so usually it takes a while.
All right,
I'm
Lauren's,
not. I'm comfortable about that.
Lauren's first period was 17 years old. Lauren, were you a pad or tampon?
Might have been
girl?
16.
Might have been
Sorry,
16.
Might have been 16.
I'm going to say 16 because I remember Lauren telling me when we got on the bus, Lauren sat down next to me, turned to me, and said, I just started my period. And I said, what?
You have this memory. I don't remember telling you
And
that.
I said, That's what? Yeah. I had no idea what was going on. Okay, Lauren.
At that point, too, in our lives, we told each other everything's
still to this, and nothing's changed. Lauren, were you a pad or tampon kind of gal? And how long did it take you to actually be able to use tampons?
Okay. So I used pads for the longest time, and then it's very uncomfortable, though, to have a pad. It's kind of like squash, 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 and it's uncomfortable in your pants walking around with, like, a diaper.
Yeah, you're sitting in your own blood in a diaper all the time.
Yeah, it's not good. And then you're uncomfortable as a young kid, and you're just like, everyone knows. Anyway,
sometimes they do.
I don't know when I made the transition. It was like a year in.
You were still
because
in high school.
I was so regular too. I maybe only had a period like three times within a year.
Okay,
so it was probably a year in where I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm gonna make this transition. I don't know if our listeners are like, they probably hate this segment.
Okay, so that was Lauren's first periods. Lauren. Here we go. And the next question I has I had Lauren was, why Lauren do you feel like going to the OBGYN is not fun?
Have you had your legs
for our male listeners out there? Give us a walkthrough. Give us a walkthrough, Lauren. You go into the OBG a normal day. What happens?
So you go in. Depends on your setting. I mean, I've gone in with having a miscarriage. I've gone in with a yeast infection. It's not fun. So you have different baggage.
Okay. You answer one of my questions. So let's go into the. Let's pretend you're going in, Lauren. She answered my question. She has had a yeast infection. Go in, Lauren. What's it like to have a yeast infection?
The listeners are not going to want to hear this. They're going to get grossed out.
It's so
okay,
funny.
Well, all right. So, guys that get grossed out, get over yourself. Because
I don't,
if you
this
are,
is so if I can ask my sister this, then you can get over this.
That's what I'm saying. If people get grossed out, it hurts and it itches, but it's a very painful itch. Mm. Imagine like a mosquito bite times 10 in your crotch and it's spitting
out
cottage cheese.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. And did you try to make your husband toast with said cottage cheese?
No, I did not save that. Okay. I actually boiled it. It makes a good creamy broth. That's disgusting.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. So you go into the OBGYN, you say, I got something going on. I got my little fungal finagling downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay. And what?
Well, I wanted to cancel, but I really needed to go because, you know.
She couldn't get over her pain.
Girls got to get checked.
Yeah, you got to get checked. And sure so walk me through. You go in, they make you take your clothes off.
Yeah.
I love
like,
the fact,
this.
All my favorite, my favorite thing in the world about OBGYN visits that every girl says is they want to give you privacy, you know? They leave the room, you change, you put on your gown, and then their guts deep in you about 5 minutes later. So how does it feel to have someone give you privacy and then just be staring down the pipe, Lauren?
Honestly, it's not that, I don't know. I feel like once you have a kid, it's like it doesn't matter as much. Mm-hmm. I remember before I was a lot more like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. Now I'm like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm more, I don't like the pain aspect. Uh-huh. They take this cranker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally shove it in there.
Yeah.
Pry you open.
Yeah.
Leave it hanging.
Yeah.
They'll let go and go play Mario Kart.
Yeah,
for a
minute.
And you're just like,
and does it
gaping.
Feel weird to have like a breeze that could just go with inside of you?
You know, I don't know if it's that big.
Okay.
I don't think it's big enough.
Okay.
But yeah, you...
We'll go into breastfeeding, Lauren. What was the longest you breastfed for? Which of your kids was the longest? First, second, or third?
A year was my first child because he would not take bottles. So I was trapped. And breastfeeding, guys, hurts like a bitch.
I was going to say, how much chappage did you get, Lauren?
Oh, split nipples.
Yeah,
blood.
Bleeding. Did you...
My kid pooped out... bloody stool because he sucked the blood out of me like a vampire. Rumor is he's a vampire.
Yeah, rumor is he's a vampire.
Yeah, breastfeeding really, really hurts. So for our moms out there going through it right now,
we love you, we respect you, and we're here
for
you.
Hear you and I feel you.
So
hope we brought you a laugh.
Yeah. So we got you to a year on the first kid, and then did you basically say with the next ones, like, I know what I'm going to go through. I'm not going to go through this again. We're going to wean you off the bottle.
No, my second one, my body rejected it. Yeah, my body was like, you cannot make milk anymore. And I was like, what? And I didn't realize, this is kind of a fun fact nobody cares about except for mothers.
I want to end this.
There's two.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, there's two parts of milk. There's a hind milk. I think it's in a fore milk.
Hymen milk.
And one has the fat and one's watery.
Yeah.
And together it makes like a milk for the baby.
Yeah.
And if you only have one, which I think it was the hind milk that I only had, it's like watery. If you put it in the freezer, it's like blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird.
Interesting.
I was only making
so
that,
you made
which is like
Star
water.
Wars is blue milk.
I was incredible. I was an animal.
Mm-hmm.
You are a cow. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in the freezer. It was blue,
yeah.
And I was realizing my kid would not sleep for longer than an hour, and he screamed all the time, and it was very difficult, and I was really depressed, because I'm like, why am I not sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know what I should do?
Mm-hmm.
He needs more milk, so I started researching blue milk, and it was Star Wars. I'm like, no, human.
You're like, no.
And I was only making this one kind of milk, which stays in their stomach for a minute.
Yeah.
It's got vitamins and stuff, but it's not the nutrient fat that babies need to stay full. So my body quit out. And then with the last one, same thing.
Sure.
I could not have another kid, most likely. My body's like, no.
Okay.
And you know what's surprising? Some women are
Your
breeders.
Like, I'm done.
Some women can have like seven, three. Bounce back. They're
Some women
fine.
Can just keep going.
Their bodies are seriously made different. It's wild.
Thank you so much for joining us with Will Lauren Answer the Question. And she did.
And she did. Everyone.
Thank you, guys. And remember, James will never not ask a question, and Lauren probably will never not answer.
They're like, and again, this is why this is my last episode of ever
this
listened to.
Is the
Let me know if you guys
shit.
Hated or loved that segment. That was very intimate, and I feel like people are always like, ew,
and
it's
I
so
feel
gross.
Like. And I feel like I know my calling in life now. We're going to bring people on the podcast, and I'm going to ask them the most insane questions about their lives.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Now the guests are terrified. They're like, I don't want to come on. James is going to ask
like, we're
going to
ask
started.
You guys, would you rather? And I'm like, I'm going to ask them the first time they had sex, how long they lasted, have they ever busted on someone's thigh? Like, I'm going to ask them everything.
Well, and
period
I think,
sex, are you into it? Like, you run the red river?
Yeah, this needs to know. People need to be, I don't know. I think these things need to be more normal, like period stuff and OBG in birth. It's like, guys, we have been around for years and years and years, and only
I do
now...
think it needs to be talked about more. I just think it's funny to ask someone on a comedy podcast because I think it's
oh,
hilarious.
Sure.
And also very informative.
Sure.
All right, y'all, thank you so much for joining us this week on Sort of Kind of Funny. I hope you guys enjoyed our red flags.
Rumors.
Sorry, that was a different episode. Our
why
rumors. I keep saying red flags. I don't know why. Our rumors, a Lauren's segment. What was the other thing we did?
That was it. We talked
we
about
did
our
in the beginning.
In the group
oh,
chat.
We talked
oh,
about
we talked about the comments.
Our story, the group chat, the comments. We're gonna end it really fast on a confession. How's that sound?
Oh my gosh.
All right, we got a write-in that said this is very simple. It says, "I enjoy eating dog biscuits, and I'm not ashamed." Well, some things. Shame.
Should be ashamed.
There's a reason why humans are born with an innate shame for certain things, and I will say that might be one of them. You're not hurting anybody. I will say that.
No. Which is a
you might be
job.
Hurting your digestive
you know,
system, and I hope you're not shitting yourself. But if you are, and it's worth it to you, keep going, baby.
Maybe we change it though to something that's not as foul.
Maybe.
Or bad for you.
Maybe.
Well, unless you're buying the good ones. I mean, like on Chewy.
He's buying the all organic, like, very nice. They're like, your dog's gonna love it. He goes, dog?
These are mine.
I don't have a dog. And he walks out and they're like, that man just bought 7 pounds of dog biscuits. And he told us
yeah,
he
he's like, my
dog
died like 5 years ago.
He's like, I buried Mr. Snuffleupagus a long time ago.
They're like, and good thing, because that name put him in his grave. All right, guys. Hope you had a fantastic episode of Rumors and horrifying segment with Lauren answering the questions you didn't want to know about. Or maybe you did, you sick perv.
You sick bastard. Yeah. Someone's like, finally, James is getting to the meat. All right, guys.
The meat of her meat. Good lord.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And check us out. All the social media, Sort of Kind of Funny Pod. Go read our YouTube comments, guys. They're so funny.
And subscribe while you're there.
And subscribe while you're there. So drama. Go follow
comment
us.
Comment to the people. Start a fight.
Start
comment
a fight.
Say you hate
Please
us.
Please start a fight in our comment section. We will read it. We'll put the popcorn emoji of Michael Jackson like we did in our family group chat. And start a fight with your family, guys. Start a controversial topic in your family group chat. Screenshot it and send it to us. I will read it verbatim. I won't say who it is. It'll be fun. Okay, guys. Leave us a 5-star review. Share this with somebody, guys. Please share it. It helps us grow, and we love doing this. Okay,
just
guys.
Say bye.
I'm trying to, and I'm on funny. Text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Lauren's hanging herself with her microphone cord. Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.